This is Tim Hamrich of the Ag Information Network with your Farm of the Future report. There's a lot of talk out there about regenerative agriculture these days, but what does that actually look like in practice? For California Ag Solutions President Silas Rosso, his eyes were open to new possibilities when he first tried strip tilling some corn silage.
It actually was a fantastic success because we addressed not just the tillage side of everything, but we also were focusing on how does tillage change the nutrient cycling in the soil. And that was impressive to see because we did some on-seed treatments, we did some foliars, and we're really adjusting nutrition of what the plant needed instead of just saying, hey, we're going to put on 200, 300 units of nitrogen. We actually played a little bit more of the game of what is it that needs to be done. More strategic, the feed quality that we got off of those fields that we did the experiment on, so not just strip till, but we also did nutrition on them, was far better. It was a few hundred dollars per acre more that you were generating when you took it all the way through using like a Melk 2006 calculator to find out what that value of milk per acre was being produced. So that was something that encouraged me and made me wonder, like, there's got to be other ways that we can be doing this more efficient and create a better product.
Rosso now applies some of the same regenerative practices to helping producers of specialty crops throughout California. This is Tim Hamrich with the Farm of the Future report, brought to you by the Ag Information Network.